Hey, and welcome to Hustle and Pro. I headed out to Writers Field for Rough Riders Media Day, and I got a couple minutes with outfielder Kellen Strom. You're also going to hear from Zach Bigley on a couple of different things going on that's new at the ballpark, some upgrades. We're going to hear a couple clips from manager Carlos Cardoza and a new Hawaiian pitcher that I cannot pronounce his name, so he goes by Bubba, so that's what we're going to go with. Enjoy the show. All right, so I guess let's start with tell me, it's not bad being associated with this organization, right? Yeah. So going into the high of, you know, watching the Rangers win last year, what was your offseason like and motivating you to come back and have another good season?
Yeah, it was cool. I was rooting for them, obviously, and playing with a couple of the guys that were there and, you know, having guys come back and rehab with us. And, you know, Evan was a huge part of the Rough Riders for us. And, you know, just being around those guys during spring training last year, I know that was the ultimate goal. And, you know, it was just cool that they got it done. And it's just a good group of guys. You know, I know a lot of the guys up there and, you know, a lot of the guys that contributed. And can't really say anything bad about them, so I'm happy for them.
Not as if you needed, like, you know, more motivation to, like, see, you know, these guys down the road, but does it kind of kick it up a notch for
you? Yeah, it's tough being in an organization that wins it because, you know, they don't really need a bunch of help doing it. But
high expectations for everybody.
Yeah, but it also is cool, and, you know, it motivates me, and, you know, I want to be a part of that. And you know, hopefully down the road I can help them out.
But stuff changes so quick too, right?
Like Josh getting hurt last night.
I mean, yeah. It changes your roster. It changes so fast, and guys coming back and forth. So, you know, it's part of being ready here.
Yeah.
I feel like, do you feel like playing here is a little different than playing in some other markets because you are in the same market as your team?
I think so. I think just having that mindset of, you know, you're one call away, one injury away. And, you know, it sucks about Josh, but, you know, Foskey's going up, and he's a good buddy of mine, and, you know, he's going to fill that role nice, and it's just cool that, you know, we're really one step away.
Yeah. Is Justin's name going to go up on that wall?
I hope so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't looked yet, but
yeah,
I'm sure.
I think Langford's name's not up there yet either.
Okay, sure, but they're printing it.
Yeah.
He's going to get that up before opening day, like, next week.
Yeah.
What's your goal for this season? What is it? Is it at the plate? Is it, like, what are you focusing on to do your thing?
Yeah, this off season I focused a lot on, you know, just learning how my body moves. I got a hitting coach outside of the Rangers that really tuned in on, you know, how my body works and how it's supposed to move and stuff like that. So I've done a little changes this year, and, you know, hopefully it pays off and some power numbers go up, and, you know, the average goes up, obviously. And, you know, last year was kind of a struggle, but, you know, you can't be perfect all year. And just excited for this year and ready to get back out there.
Those small changes you make, have you had a chance to see those in, like, live action or in-game scenarios yet, or are you going to really start that now?
The changes that I've done have definitely shown up, and this is probably the best spring I've had.
Okay.
Out of my five years I've been with the Rangers, so hopefully, you know, I continue to do that. I haven't started a season well yet this career with the Rangers.
I'm hoping a little bit
of hiccups at the beginning, you know, kind of just trying to feel it out. And, you know, I'm really hoping to start the season well this year. But the thing that's keeping me going is it's not really how you start, it's how you finish. That's kind of a little motto we kind of go by here. And I've been able to finish pretty strong, and hoping I can start strong and finish strong.
I hear you talk about the grind, right? Yeah. Like, that's part of your kind of your mantra too. Mm-hmm. Is just it's a long go at it.
Yeah.
But you want to start off, you know, strong. So maybe these tweaks and changes will change it up for you.
It is a long season, but it's better than sitting at a desk for however many hours. So I'm definitely excited and, you know, grateful for the opportunity. And a lot of people would be grateful to have a jersey and that don't. So it's cool that I get to put on a jersey every day.
Absolutely. What's your walk-up song gonna look like this season?
I don't know yet.
I did
Pimp Juice last year by Nelly.
It will be different.
The crowd liked it.
Oh.
So I might keep it the same. Moonwalking on Calabasas.
Okay.
I might do that one.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Do you get to change during the season?
If I'm going through it, I'll change it. If I'm not, I'll keep it.
Okay. Well, I'll be listening to see what that is. Is it true? Did you go to high school with Justin Herbert?
Yeah. Me and Justin are good buddies. We we won a couple state championships together. We talk almost every day, every other day.
Oh, really?
And he's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing, and it's just cool to have a guy like that, you know, a part of your life. And you know, he's curious about the baseball world. He'll call me and text me and just catch up. And, and it's cool.
Are you a football guy too?
Yeah, I am a football guy. I love football. Had a couple small offers out of high school. Decided to go the baseball route, but it ended up paying off for
me.
You know, I still have that football mindset when I come out to play and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm seeing they're doing some stuff to the ballpark. What are you most excited about, like, off the field this season?
All the crazy stuff that happened. Okay. They also did a little stuff to the weight room. They moved the weight room upstairs, bigger area. They're supposed to do something with the cages, fix the cages a little bit. But the lights, for sure, it was kind of tough to see last year when it got dark. So I'm excited to finally see the ball at night.
That should help you out there.
Yeah, hopefully. Yes. Hopefully. The pitchers aren't liking it because, you know, the batters will be able to see the ball a little better.
Yeah, but
it'll help us score runs.
Yeah, that's great.
For sure.
Awesome. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good season.
Yeah.
I heard recently you guys were finishing up some updates, upgrades, some changes to Riders Field. So tell me what we can look forward to.
Yeah, we're really excited. Obviously, 21st season. Last year was such a successful 20th season. So we have a bunch of new things that are coming here for the ballpark for fans to enjoy. The Lazy River is obviously a huge thing about what we do here at the ballpark. Yes. So this is now the fifth season that we've had it here with the, or I guess, let's see, 2016. So the eighth season
That's
with
it?
The Rough Riders. Yeah.
Okay, eight. So, feels like longer.
Yeah, it has. It definitely a little bit longer. So we have new tile, new interior as well. Access Pools helped us out with that. They did a great job. That just got put in. As you can probably see behind me, we have new light fixtures that are coming out. LED lights, which will be great not only for the players. It'll be a little bit brighter here, but in addition to that, the fans obviously will love it.
Yes.
We can have...
Player just told us that's what he's looking forward
to.
Happens to be an outfielder who needs to see a little better of those balls. So that's great.
Yeah, so we'll have... those have the ability to sync up to songs as well, to flash and stuff, so more entertainment.
No way.
So that should be really fun.
Okay, that's fun.
Yeah. We have, if you go up on the outer concourse as well in the ballpark, you can see there's brand new landscaping as well on the outer part, and that's going to be continued to go as we go forward here in the season. And then we have a lot of renovations that fans might not see as well. Home clubhouse, visiting clubhouse are being renovated or have already been renovated.
Yes.
The gym as well. So we got a new gym that's actually that has the ability for fans to look in and watch, and then we'll be upgrading our batting cages throughout the season as well.
How will the gym work with is it, do you have to be somewhere special to see that, or is it just like everybody can walk by and see the gym?
No, so it's going to be right next to the batting cages.
Oh,
so
okay.
it's already built in it's just windows that you can see, or if the garage
and the batting
door
cages
open.
Are like on that left, like first base concourse. So anybody, just like anybody in there, we can all see them. So that'll be how the gym is?
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah.
And then you said batting cages.
Yep, batting cages as well.
New equipment or new...
So they're going to be enclosed. That's going to be a project that's going on throughout the season, but that'll be finished mid-season as well. So we're really looking forward to that. And then in addition to that, we have a bunch of new food options as well throughout the ballpark.
Okay.
And really excited to introduce a lot of fans to that.
Yeah. Very good. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's a good mix. We have guys that are going to be young for the level, and we have guys in their first year here, and we have guys that are repeating. And I think that's a credit to the depth that we have in our system, guys repeating, and also a credit to the development that we have in the system as well, a credit to the young guys that are here at a young age for the first time.
How do you balance, obviously, developing the talent, but also you want to win ball games? But we see the Rangers win the whole thing last year, the big level, but you lose three, you know, studs to get there. So how do you manage that between on the field and long term?
I think it's a great question. I'm glad you asked it, because the minor leagues, we talked about this, 100% development and 100% winning. Development, as far as the purpose, the object is to get these guys ready and in position to help our big league club in whatever way that presents itself. But the winning side of it is in the mentality and the preparation, and that takes no days off, regardless of the composition of the club or the window that the big league club is in. So talk about winning in the minor leagues, I think it's less about roster construction or lineup creation or matchups, and it's more about grit, attitude, and effort every night, and that's something that, like I said, doesn't take any days off. From a like coaching to player one-on-one daily interaction way, it's we have three pillars of an organization: being good teammates, competing with passion, and dominating the fundamentals. And I think it's our job as coaches to help players define what that is at this level. And I mean, we can get into the depths of that, but baseball is hard, and it's teaching guys like, or helping support guys and like bringing their best, you know, no matter what the game is presenting, helping them understand what the game is presenting, and then ultimately like being good teammates and playing for like a greater cause.
What about your pitching staff? What are we looking forward to next week for opening week? And then as far as strengths and excitement, and then what are some gaps you know you're going to be filling in?
Yeah, a deep staff, a healthy staff. There's guys that are repeating this year, guys that are healthy this year, guys that were on this club when they won a championship, guys that were at this on this club at the end of the year, and then guys that are repeating this year, and also guys that we've acquired through, you know, minor league free agency and trades. So some old faces, some new faces. Right now everybody that was coming is healthy, so we expect the pitching to be a real strength of this club, both starting and reliever wise.
What was the 2023 like for you?
It started off pretty rough. I mean, I was hurt all year. I didn't come back to July. So the end of July was the first time I left for an affiliate. But I mean, after, you know, going through all of that, it was kind of tough because I was struggling a little bit. Like, mentally, it was kind of hard. But after coming back, you know, like, not competing in baseball games, it kind of gets tough when you're not doing anything at all. I mean, this is the first time I'm playing under them. I had them for instructional league and those little things in spring training and stuff. I mean, he's a great coach. I like him, and I respect him in that matter because, you know, he does what he's supposed to, and he cares about every single person individually. And I think that I'm excited, you know, to see that. I mean, we haven't started yet, but I'm really excited.
That's it for this episode of Hustle and Pro. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for more content. We'll see you next time.